Hi, I'm Holly.
And I'm Haley.
Welcome to Mountain Mysteries, Tales from Appalachia.
And we're live. Welcome back.
You know, I had my wisdom tooth out recently.
Yeah. How was that?
Hurt.
Oh.
Yes.
Just one?
Yes, it was just one. Don't judge me.
I mean, it's fine.
You're like, come talk to me when you've had all four.
Yeah, but like mine was fine. Like I had all four of mine cut out. They put me to sleep.
Oh, no.
No?
No. No, they numbed the area and took it out.
Just yanked that sucker right out of there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With pliers. I was wide awake.
Great.
Yeah, no. Wide awake, they said, why don't you put in some earbuds? And I was like, why?
Because of sound.
And they were like, so you may not want to hear that sound because it's not good.
It's like a crunching.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
There's a lot of pulling. So at one point, the dentist grabs on to the front of my teeth because they were shaking so hard. I was like, the front of my teeth are going to fall out. Like, they're going to fall out.
Oh, my God.
And so she grabs on to the front of my teeth and starts yanking. And then she was like, I heard her say, let's take a break. And so she takes a break, stops for a minute, comes back, starts yanking again, stops, comes back, holds on to my teeth. Yeah. And like, mm-hmm. It was a process, and then says, okay, we're done. And I was like, oh, okay, great. And, you know, I had to, like, pack it with gauze for a little bit and, like, keep taking it out and repacking. The bleeding, it took probably, like, a day for the bleeding to stop.
Yeah.
And then the pain did not stop for, like a week. Like, the pain was bad, and I was terrified I would get a dry socket.
Terrified. Yeah, that's bad.
Luckily I didn't, but it was not fun. I had like a headache for an entire week.
Yikes.
It was not fun. Let me tell you, I have weathered through. Like, I'm pretty pain tolerant. Mm-hmm. I really am pain tolerant. This is not great.
No.
It is the things that I think I am going to sail through.
That usually take you out?
That take me out. Yeah. That seem easy.
Well, and we've both been, like, sick recently. Mm-hmm. I had the flu.
That's
a couple weeks ago. Yeah, you had strep. Mm-hmm. My dad had COVID, and I was around him, and I was like, well, crap. So I've been, I was testing, like, every day, because I just have a million and one COVID tests laying around. But never got it, so.
That's good.
I was very grateful for that. But it's been Christmas.
I know. How was your Christmas?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
It was
good. You know, it's just a busy time of year.
It is.
I mean, good to spend time with family and, you know, have that time, but it's a busy time of year.
It is. Well, so. I love, we do a tradition where Santa will wrap the doorway with, it's
cute.
So much fun with wrapping paper. And so in the morning, my son, and it's every year since he was about a year old, you know, he gets to bust through the wrapping paper and then see what Santa brought him. And it's so magical and really sweet. And so he was so excited. And so he was, but you know, this year, you know, he's old enough to where he has to wait and like wake me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like he cannot just bust through it. Like I want to record it. And so he did. And it's just very sweet.
Cute.
And he was so excited. So it's fun. Like magic, seeing it through his eyes is really exciting. Because it's reinvigorating. Like, it's not just like, okay, it's Christmas. It's like, it's Christmas.
Yeah,
it's really
that's
fun.
Exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So, any good gifts?
Some books.
Murder.
A couple murder books.
I thought so.
Yeah. I'm a big, like, book gifter as well. Like, I like to pick out a book that I think somebody else will enjoy.
Yeah.
So I like to gift books, but I also like to receive books. That's like
your love language.
It is books. I have so many. I have a whole, like, I mean, I have shelves and shelves full of books, and most of them, like, I thrift.
Yeah.
Like, oh, gosh, find them at, like, Goodwills and things like that. But, like, yeah, I've got more books than I could ever read, ever. But I just like to have books. I've always, like, since I was a little kid, wanted a library in my house.
And you have one.
And now I have one. So
here's a fun fact, and I don't know if you know this about me. I don't like to read.
I feel like I did know that about you. Okay. Yeah. But it's like, I love it. Like, I could, I mean.
I hate it.
That's what I'll do. That's what I've done most of Christmas break. Because we're not in, I don't have work for 2 weeks.
I mean, I feel like I read all the time. I read on the internet. I research things. But I mean, actually, like, sit down with a chapter book and just start reading it. Nah.
Oh, see, that's my favorite thing. No. I love it. I love it.
Nope.
But yeah, that's my, like, I like to gift them.
I think because I'm an auditory person, so I will listen to a book. I don't want to sit down and read it. I think I also have ADD. I think I just can't focus.
Yeah. Interesting.
I used to pretend to read in school.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. Like, it would be like, everybody's sitting down for reading time, and I would, like, pretend to read.
Silent reading is my favorite time of the day.
It was the worst thing for me ever, because I could not focus.
Oh, I loved it. I was loved,
like, because my brain would be like, I wonder what they're reading.
Yeah.
Like, And my brain would think other things, like, I can't wait tonight to go home and watch, you know, whatever, like, TGIF. I wonder what Urkel's doing tonight. You know, like, oh my gosh. I did not give two craps about my book.
Well.
Sorry, y'all. Read, kids. Reading is good.
Reading is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's discuss some murder and mayhem. Why don't we?
Why not?
We're going to go to South Carolina.
Okay.
We haven't been there in a minute, I feel like.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a serial killer.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Dun-dun.
All right. I would like to thank Wikipedia for their services to my research.
Have you ever seen that little thing of a lady graduating and she was like, I would like to thank Google and Wikipedia for getting me here?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's you.
That's me, 100%. Yeah. Thank you, Wikipedia. Every time I opened Wikipedia while I was researching and, like, writing this stuff out, the little thing was, like, there to donate to Wikipedia. Yeah. And I was like, man, I really should do that because of how much they have given me.
You should.
Yeah, but I didn't. Sorry. So if you got a few bucks to throw at Wikipedia... Maybe.
Why are you telling our listeners to do that? You should be doing that.
I should. I'm not going to. But if they want to.
Actually, no. Support our Patreon.
Or, yeah, throw a couple bucks our way.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're the ones.
All right. So we're going to talk about Donald Henry Gaskins.
What a terrible name.
Right. It's even worse because he was also called Pee-wee.
Was it for reasons other than just a nickname?
No, he was very short. We'll get into it. All right. So, Donald Henry Gaskins, he was born in Florence County in South Carolina. Okay. He was the last in a line of illegitimate children.
Okay.
So, I think his mom kind of, you know.
Phoned it in?
Got around.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that too.
That, I mean, also that. Gaskins was very small for his age and pretty immediately gained the nickname Pee-wee.
Well,
yeah. As an adult, he's between 5'4" and 5'5".
He's whittle. Yeah. But not like I expected.
Well, my mom's 5'4".
Yeah, but I mean, I thought he would, you know, be like 5'1" or something.
No, 5'4".
Okay.
And he weighed about 130 pounds.
Yeah, a little.
I don't remember the last time I weighed 130 pounds.
Yesterday.
Wow.
It's like half of my body. No.
No. I mean, yeah, but it's been a minute. all right. So, Gaskins' early life. He had a pretty good deal of neglect from his mother and abuse from some male relatives. Mm. His mother took very little interest in him. The first time he learned his given name, which was Donald, was when it was read out in his first court appearance.
How old was he?
He was, I think, 13. No. I'm not sure how old he was.
Also, the fact that his first court appearance, he was in his early teens, is troubling.
Yeah. He was often described as a great manipulator and con artist, and was pretty street smart.
Probably had to be.
Yeah. He also had a very keen sense of humor and a friendly, entertaining personality. So he very easily got people to like him.
Sociopath.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. When he was a year old, Gaskins reportedly drank a bottle of kerosene, which caused him to have seizures until he was about 3 years old. So the,
holy cow. The poisoning. So clearly, from
that. Yeah.
Yeah. No one was watching him.
Yep. In his adolescence, he engaged in a violent crime spree with a group of fellow delinquents, which included burglaries, assaults, and a gang rape.
My God. Yeah.
At age 13, he was convicted for assaulting a young woman by hitting her in the head with an axe when she caught him breaking into her family's home. He was sentenced to 5 years in a reform school, which was called the South Carolina Industrial School for White Boys. So I guess they had one for black children as well.
What year was this?
This was in... So he was 13 and he was born in... 1951. He was released from there in 1951.
And he went in at 13?
Yes, went in at 13 and was sentenced to 5 years.
So, 18, 1951, 5 years. So, he went in 1946. So, yeah. I mean, yes.
Segregation that makes still sense. Running rampant. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. So, this reform school was in Florence, South Carolina. And he was apparently repeatedly... sexually assaulted by fellow inmates there. So he escaped from the reform school and somehow got married while he was escaped.
Why not?
Just for fun, I guess. But then he voluntarily returned to the school to complete his sentence.
Okay.
He was released in 1951 at the age of 18. So I'm not sure who he got married to or...
Was it legal?
What age, but that was just a fun little tidbit that was thrown in there that was like, oh, also he got married.
And if he got married prior to finishing his sentence, did he get married underage? And I was guess. It legal?
I mean, probably. That time... You know?
And who did he marry?
Who knows? He just got married.
Oh, okay. You know? Look good. You want to get hitched?
Yeah.
I just got out of the reformatory.
Well, so he was released at 18 in 1951. From there, he briefly worked on a tobacco plantation until he was arrested again in 1953 for attacking a teenage girl with a hammer. Over some alleged insult.
What is the deal with the weaponry?
I don't know. He was sentenced to 6 years imprisonment in the South Carolina penitentiary. While he was there, he earned his fellow inmates' respect by killing the most feared men in the prison, Hazel Brazel, in what Gaskins claimed was self-defense. As a result of that, he got, you know, 3 additional years tacked on, which feels like not enough. So got 3 years tacked on for involuntary manslaughter. But from that point on, he became the aggressor instead of the victim. He escaped from prison in 1955 by hiding in the back of a garbage truck and then fled to Florida, where he took employment with a traveling carnival.
Oh my God.
What a wild ride.
What a terrible fear of mine.
Got arrested, murdered a guy in self-defense, then becomes the like big and bad... Escapes in a garbage truck.
Yep.
Joins the carnival.
Great.
Wild.
What, your children are going to these carnivals. Yep. And this man just so happens to conveniently always have an axe or a hammer on him. Yeah.
Well, he didn't last very long at the carnival, and he was rearrested and then put back into prison, but then paroled in August of 1961.
Do we know what he did to get arrested
this time? They just finally caught up with him because he'd escaped. Good. And they were like, oh, yeah, hey, you.
Oh, there he is.
Found him. He's at the carnival.
Let me guess your weight. Freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So following his release, he reverted to committing burglaries.
Stick with what you know.
Yeah, and just, you know, kind of selling stolen property. 2 years after his parole, he was arrested again for the sexual assault and rape of a 12-year-old girl. But he absconded while awaiting the sentence. He was rearrested in Georgia and sentenced to 8 years in jail. Was then paroled again in November of 1968, and upon release, he moved to the town of Sumter, South Carolina, and began working with a roofing company.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the murders, shall we?
Why the heck not?
Let's do it. All right, so his first non-prison-related murder victim.
Great.
This is like a year after he gets out of jail. Which, again, like, this guy's been in and out so much. Like, why can't we just keep him there?
I don't understand why he can't get longer sentences.
Right. Like, yeah. What? But I guess, I mean, I don't know what the time, like, the sentence was for rape back in the day, but I don't feel like it was a lot.
No. Must not be. And he probably, I don't know.
Yeah. Just bad.
Maybe good behavior or time served. Right. I don't know.
Something like that. So he murdered a blonde female hitchhiker, whom he also tortured, in September of 1969. He then sunk her body in a swamp. In his memoirs that he wrote in jail, he said, quote, all I could think about is how I could do anything I wanted to her. End quote. Gross. So, the hitchhiker was the first of many, he said, he picked up and killed while driving around the coastal highways in the South. He classified these victims as his, quote, coastal kills. And these were people, both men and women, who he killed for pleasure. He said he killed someone on average approximately once every 6 weeks and went hunting to quell his feelings of, quote, bothersomeness.
You don't say. He had feelings of bothersomeness.
So he decided every 6 weeks, I just need to torture and kill somebody.
Here's a thought.
Yeah.
Take some medicine.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe that.
Go to therapy.
He said he tortured and mutilated his victims while attempting to keep them alive for as long as possible. He confessed to killing victims using a variety of methods, including stabbing, suffocation, mutilation. And he said he even ate some of them. Now, did he? Who knows? You know, or is he just saying this for the shock factor?
Potentially.
But still, not great. Gaskins later confessed to killing 80 to 90 people.
Again, is that right. Shock factor?
Yeah. His statements to have committed any, quote, coastal kills have never been corroborated. Mm-hmm. Gaskin said he committed coastal kills every 6 weeks, yet contradicts a statement later in his memoir that he wrote by stating he felt the overpowering need to seek out and commit a coastal kill by the 10th date of each calendar month. So we've gone from 6 weeks to 4 weeks to who knows. He also specifically named three other individuals whom he classified among his, quote, serious murders. He said an African-American couple that he said were named Eddie and Bertie Brown, age 24 and 20. Said that he murdered them in 1972 and buried them beneath the tenant house, which was never really found. And a man named Horace Jones, who was 40, who he said he murdered in 1974. There's no evidence to support any of the statements made by Gaskins that he had committed any murders other than that of Hazel Brazel and the 14 victims that we're going to talk about here in a minute.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, whose bodies have been found and identified. So he's saying he killed 80 to 90 people. They can't prove that, but they can prove 14, which is still a lot of people.
That's a lot of victims. Wow.
A lot. Gotta get some water before we get into this.
Yeah. You need to hydrate for this story. Holy cow. I've never heard of this man before.
I hadn't either. But let's get into it. The 14 people.
Okay.
1970. We're going to go by year. Thank you again, Wikipedia. Broke it down in a nice timeline for me. Really appreciate you. 1970. November. He committed his first murder in the series. And most of the people he killed were people that he knew and killed them for personal reasons. First confirmed victims were his own niece, Janice Kirby, who was 15, and her friend Patricia Ann Alsbrook, who was 17, both of whom he beat to death. He said he was enraged at their drug abuse. Apparently, he claimed that they were using drugs. I don't know if they were or not. While others say he was attempting to sexually assault them.
I like that he's taking a stance against their drug use. Sure.
Yeah, by beating them to death.
Okay,
yeah, that's how you handle that.
Absolutely.
1971 or 1972, they aren't sure, you know, when exactly this one happened. He claimed to have poisoned Martha Ann Dix Jr., who was also known as Clyde.
Okay.
Was 20 in either 1971 or 1972. And the rumor was that Gaskins was the father of her unborn child.
Okay.
And apparently she generally dated only women, but also was known to, quote, mess around with men from time to time. So I'm not sure maybe if she was a trans woman.
Oh.
But there's, you know, some fluid sexuality stuff going on there.
Gotcha.
So, not sure if, you know, that's why he killed her, or if it was out of revenge, because she was an alleged drug dealer who supplied Kirby and Alsbrook, the niece and the friend, or because she got married and left for Texas to be with her wife. Who knows why, but he knew her somehow. But her bones were found in a ditch, but they were lost when given to a university to study.
Interesting.
So her bones are gone, which is sad.
Very.
All right. So in 1973, we've got Doreen Hope Dempsey, age 22, and her 2-year-old daughter, Robin Michelle Dempsey, who he killed in June of 1973. Gaskins apparently befriended Doreen several years earlier and was angry upon hearing that she had become pregnant a second time with an African-American man. Gaskins was extremely racist, and so this really just enraged him. So she had been living with Gaskins' friend Johnny Sellers and his brother Carl in North Charleston in South Carolina. They brought her to Gaskins' home in Prospect and left her there to speak with Gaskins about staying with him for a short time while she was pregnant. Upset that Doreen was having a second biracial child, Gaskins responded by walking her to his backyard pond where he drowned both her and her 2-year-old daughter.
Oh my gosh. I don't like this man.
1974. Also in June. He shot his friend and criminal associate Johnny Sellers, age 36, in the back of the head and stabbed to death Johnny's ex-girlfriend, Jessie Ruth Judy, who was 22. After Sellers apparently asked for money he was owed from the sale of a stolen boat. Gaskins feared that Sellers would reveal that he was involved in an auto theft ring, so he murdered him. And Jessie was murdered at the same time because she could have told police about the criminal activities.
Well, of course.
So, just, you know, had to take care of
that. Why not?
All right, 1975 was a wild year. We've got six, actually, to talk about in 1975. Silas Barnwell Yates, who was 45, was murdered in February of 1975. His throat was slit in a murder-for-hire scheme. The forensics showed it was the murder weapon was a knife, but Gaskins disputed this, saying it was done by karate chop.
What?
Is that he karate chopped his throat? It's not funny. It's bad. This guy. Yeah. So apparently he was in a dispute with his ex-girlfriend, Suzanne Owens. And yeah. She and her husband, John Owens, paid Gaskins $1,500 to murder Yates. So.
Okay.
Made a swift $1,500 from the karate chop to the throat.
What the?
It's so bad. No. So bad. Okay.
Like holding my
throat. Ooh. Diane Neely, who was 25, was separated from her husband, Walter. Who was one of Gaskin's closest friends and another criminal co-conspirator. On April 10th, 1975, Gaskins stabbed her to death and shot her boyfriend, Avery Howard, who was 34. Among some of the reasons that he decided to do this was because Diane had apparently threatened to report to police that Gaskins was allowing underage teenagers to have sex in his home. So apparently he was a brothel owner as well.
Wonderful.
Avery was murdered because he asked for money to pay attorneys and cover legal expenses following his arrest for fraud.
Great.
Yeah. Kim Gilkins, who was 13, was stabbed to death to keep her from telling police that Gaskins had moved her from North Charleston without permission to keep her from telling police she was being sexually abused by several men. Denise Bellamy, who was 27, and John Henry Knight, who was 15, they were half brothers, and Diane Bellamy was her sister, who was killed earlier in the year. Within minutes of each other, Gaskins shot the two brothers in the back of the head on October 10th. Gaskins had promised to pay Dennis for some stolen guns. When confronted by Bellamy at Gaskins' trailer in South Carolina, he responded by offering to return the guns from the woods behind his home. He then took Bellamy into the woods to get the guns, but murdered him instead. John Henry Knight was directed to the same area to, you know, go meet his brother, but he was also murdered to cover up.
This is almost like there's absolutely no self-control. No. It's like a kid in a candy store. Like, he just can't control himself.
Yeah. 1982, we've got Rudolph Tyner, who is 23. He was on death row in prison for a March 1978 double murder when he was murdered by Gaskins on September 12, 1982. Tyner was appealing his own death sentence after being convicted for robbing a Merle's Inlet convenience store and killing store owners Bill and Myrtle Moon. The Moon's son, Tony Simo, hired Gaskins for $2,000 to kill Rudolph Tyner, because in his view, the appeals process was taking too long. So the son of the couple that was murdered hired this guy, Gaskins, to kill him.
It's an interesting story to look into.
Yeah, that one in itself, like, I've got that one written down to just, like, look at, because that's crazy.
Yeah.
So the son asked Gaskin what he needed to kill Tyner, and Gaskins told him to insert some C4 inside the heel of a shoe and mail it to him. This way, Gaskins could obtain plastic explosives with a blasting cap, a long wire, and a radio speaker to create an imitation intercom speaker that Tyner put in his ear to test. Gaskins then detonated the makeshift bomb by plugging the wire into a prison cell power outlet.
And then just...
blew him up.
Oh my god.
Yep.
This guy's getting even more creative. Yeah,
it's too wild. And like,
he doesn't stop. I mean, even behind bars, he doesn't stop.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yep. Crazy, crazy. All right. Final arrest. He was arrested on November 14, 1975, when a criminal associate named Walter Neely confessed to police that he had knowledge of Gaskins killing Dennis Bellamy and Johnny Knight, the 28 and 15-year-old brothers that he killed in the woods over the guns.
Yeah.
Neely confessed to police that Gaskins had confided in him to having killed several people who had been listed as missing people during the previous 5 years and had indicated to him where they were buried. On December 4th of 1975, Neely led police to land near Gaskins' home in Prospect, where police discovered the bodies of 8 of his victims. So he buried them all on his, those 8 on his property.
Of course he did.
Yep. All right.
I mean, when in Rome.
You know. When in Rome, yeah. So he was tried on one charge of murder in May 24th, 1976. He was found guilty on May 28th and sentenced to death, which was later commuted to a life sentence in prison when South Carolina General Assembly's ruling on capital punishment was changed in 1974. So they
overturned it,
yeah. On September 2nd, 1982, Gaskins committed another murder for which he earned the title of the, quote, meanest man in America. This was while he was incarcerated in the high security block at the South Carolina Correctional Institution. Gaskins killed a death row inmate. That was Rudolph Tyner. So right. That was that one. So he received the other murder sentence for that.
God.
He was already, you know, arrested.
Was he just put in, like, solitary? Because, I mean, it seems to me like he shouldn't even be around general pop.
Right. Well, right. Like, if he's in high security, he's killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the son who had hired Gaskins to, you know, commit that murder,
yeah.
He was actually initially charged with the murder, but pled guilty to lesser charges and was actually only sentenced to 8 years in prison for that.
Interesting.
And was paroled in 1986. So Gaskins apparently made several unsuccessful attempts to kill Tyner by lacing his food with poison before he opted to use the explosives to kill him.
Interesting.
Yep. So,
wow.
While on death row, Gaskins said he committed between 100 and 110 murders, including that of Margaret Peg Catino, the 13-year-old daughter of then South Carolina State Senator James Catino Jr. Wow. So he claimed to have killed her too. Obviously, these murders have been widely disputed, and there has been no evidence to support Gaskins' statements of, you know, killing 110 people.
Right.
He was executed on September 6th, 1991, at 1:10 in the morning in the electric chair. This was hours after he tried to kill himself by slitting his own wrists.
Because he wanted to go his own
right.
way.
Yeah.
Interesting. But
got the electric chair. His last words were, quote, "I'll let my lawyers talk for me. I'm ready to go."
He's ready to go, but he wanted to go his own way.
Yep. And that is the story of Donald Henry Gaskins, or Pee Wee Gaskins.
Wow.
Yep.
So the story goes, nature versus nurture. Mm-hmm. I mean, we look at if his mother hugged him, if his mother loved him,
if his mother learned his name,
if his mother knew who he was and really gave him affection and time, if he had a daddy, like, maybe things would have been different.
Maybe.
If he had affection from a parental figure, if his A score wasn't so damn high,
maybe
if he had resiliency.
He was taller.
If he didn't have such a shitty nickname.
Yeah.
I mean, or maybe, a shitty real name.
Right.
Maybe he could have been, you know.
You know, a human being.
A human being.
But alas, he was not.
Alas, here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
But like, I mean, even if it is really just those 14 confirmed.
I feel like there probably is more.
I do too. I don't think we're at the 100 level.
Yeah, I think he's full of crap.
I think he's full of crap on that. I think he's full inflated, of you know,
yeah,
some of that. But
well, when your name is Pee-wee, you right. have to inflate a lot.
Yeah, I think I think there's probably more than the 14.
That was fun visual.
That was a terrible visual.
I won't explain. Anyway, yeah, I do think there's more.
I do.
Yeah. I would say probably in the 30s. Mm-hmm. But because someone like that cannot control themselves, it's like more and more and more and more and more.
Right. Yeah.
Anybody who would come to his property, it seemed like.
Yeah, like you're just done.
Yeah. It's like you just have this need, and yeah. So you're just going to kill.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Well, if...
what an exciting story that was, Haley.
That's a Merry Christmas, y'all. Hope you had a great one.
Well, actually, you know, Christmas was like 3 days ago.
I know, so I hope you had a great Christmas.
Oh, hope you had a great one. Here's Happy this New Year. Terrifying story. Yeah, Happy New Year. Watch your back. Get ready
for that. Watch out. For
watch your back, Jack.
Serial killers. Yikes.
Be careful of men who randomly have hammers and axes and all these
out.
Things.
Watch
and
out for that.
I've shopped a lot at Merle's Inlet. And
yeah,
I've
same.
I've been there. Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah. Yep. This is very close to Myrtle Beach, South mm-hmm. Carolina.
It is. It is.
Yep. Yep.
Well.
That was exciting. Thank
if you,
you
would like to, you know, send us an email about
please,
your
please
thoughts
send Haley
and
an email.
Feelings.
So many feelings. What the?
Karate chop. It's got me. Got me. Yeah, that just, no. So if you'd like to send us an email, you can do so by emailing us at mountainmysteries.appalachian@gmail.com. Find us on our Facebook at Mountain Mysteries Tales from Appalachia. Find us on Instagram, mountainmysteries.appalachia, and check us out on Patreon for some bonus content, patreon.com/mountainmysteries.
And I'm going to give our shout out to Rushville, Indiana.
Nice, Indiana.
Yep. Thank you for listening.
Thanks,
and,
Indiana.
And you know what? This is the last year we're spending with you folks. This is it. We're done for 2023.
We are.
So we'll catch you in 2024.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year. See
you then.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.